Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Well, we have a little bit of a story concerning tasers, which always gets the line moving for me. There's a man...
I knew this day would come!
...named Freddie Lockett, a 30-year-old Dallas man who, according to the police report, walked up to... This is on the corner of... Or on the 2900 block of Southwest Moreland. You familiar with that area?
I would imagine I am.
It's kind of hoodie?
Very hoodie.
You used to live right down there?
Yes, right off of Westmoreland.
You did?
Southwest Moreland, but it's a very long street. It changes into Mockingbird.
Really?
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
That's a true story. That's where the tornado hit.
Yes, right out there by it where it changes into Mockingbird.
Well, at about 4 a.m. on Southwest Moreland, I'm assuming that's not a good place to be at 4 a.m.
Most likely not.
I'd be okay.
Freddie Lockett approached a car and asked for money. The man in his car says he didn't have any money, and then he began to roll up the driver's side window frantically. The driver said Lockett opened the door and started punching him in the face. The victim told officers he crawled across his car and got out using the passenger side door. He ran inside the gas station and asked for someone to call police. When he was in the store, he said the suspect went into his car and took his cell phone. When they got to the area, the cops, they saw a man matching the description of the suspect. Oh. And when they tried to talk to him, he ran. And he ran fast. But these were no fat-ass officers. These were lean, mean cops who tracked him down. They were able to catch up to him. Ask him to stop. Stop. He won't do it. So, next move.
Taser.
Yep. It's time to have fun with a taser gun.
Stand back, burrito!
Did they yell that before? Is that common DPD protocol to let them know that you are about to...
mandated procedure.
You're about to get tased? This is what they yell at you?
Stand back, burrito!
Actually, I think what they do is carry around a jam box, and when you're about to get tased, they play that.
What a beating.
Why can't they just say stand back, burrito?
They can't deliver the line quite like that.
Stand back, burrito!
Besides, they need the background noise to let the guy know what he's in for here.
Right.
Well, Freddie Lockett was tased. He goes down in a heap, and he died.
Oh, no. Freddie's dead?
Freddie's dead.
That's what I said. Everybody's misused him. Ripped him off and abused him.
Don't you gotta figure, though, that Freddie Lockett, 30 years old from Dallas, Texas, was using some sort of drug? And maybe the cocaine mixed with the tasing kind of messed with his heart a little bit?
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Weapon or not, whether you're packing or not, you try to carjack somebody, you start punching him in the face... You steal their car, you run off from the police. Bitch, you get what you get.
You jackwagon?
It's all in the game. You know what? If you're going to have that kind of behavior...
Why did he turn so street?
And you're going to get tased, bitches get stitches. And if you go down,
you're
collateral damage.
What's happened to you?
I'm just saying, I'm tired of criminal behavior. And it needs to
Look
stop.
Look at him gesturing at
I know, like, you're doing the Look, whole black
wanna,
thing,
I don't want
you're
people feeling sorry
here.
For Freddie Taser.
You're
this coming
me.
From the Knox City Knocker.
Yeah, don't you feel threatened over here? Like he could explode at any moment?
Freddie's
Get
in the
your
game.
Ass hung up on now,
I actually
idiot.
Think he's been in the on the edge all day.
I know, and this is off of a nice Ranger sweep. I had a rough weekend,
it's
okay?
It's the Cowboys that got you going.
No.
Did you hear a lot of that?
Yes.
Dear.